at Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. It's Christmas weekend when families hang their stockings from the chimney with care and leave out some milk and cookies for Santa. But for many families in Bloomington Normal, the holidays aren't so Norman Rockwellian. There are family traditions, old and new, many of them quirky and some of them downright bizarre. GLT's Ryan Denham put a call out to our listeners asking them to share their family's holiday traditions. Ryan, what did you hear?
We heard some really good ones. There were family traditions that stretch back decades. There are others that parents just invented a couple of years ago, but they're kind of quirky and their kids love it. So look forward to playing a few of them for you here in a minute.
When I think of the holidays, I think of the orange we used to get in the bottom of our stockings. I don't know if a lot of people get fruit in their stockings, but this dates back to when my grandparents, during the Great Depression, would get fruit in their stockings, and it was something they really looked forward to because it was something they didn't get a lot of. Of course, I was looking more for candy than citrus fruit.
See, that's not one I've heard of. And for my family, it was all about Christmas Eve. You know, so we'd have me and my brother would sit at my bed, and my parents would come in. We'd read Night Before Christmas. The whole family would watch It's a Wonderful Life together every single year like clockwork.
Can you watch that without getting a tear in your eye at the end of it?
I always fall asleep, so I've never actually seen the end of it. Yeah,
really?
I'm just kidding. But yeah, that was...
You just ducked my question is what you did. Well, let's hear from some of the families you spoke to. The first one is a good one. It's about a mom and her daughter.
My name is Tracy McCoy, and I live in Normal. And my tradition is my daughter and I go to see White Christmas at the Normal Theater every year. She has three brothers, only girl, so that's kind of our mother and daughter thing that we do together. And we've been going for about 10 years since she was six. And the first time we went to see it, I was worried that she would be bored, but she wasn't. She loved it. Her two takeaways were she liked the fancy cigarettes they smoked, so that wasn't really the takeaway I was going for, but she liked their clothes as well.
Of a white Christmas.
As time progressed, she got really into musical theater, so then she started to really enjoy that aspect. Last year, she was a featured singer in the Normal Community West production of White Christmas, so that kind of was making her dream come true.
To hear bells in the snow.
And then last year, we were like, oh, you know what? Next year we should dress kind of like in period, like true to that time period, since she had just come off of doing White Christmas and had kind of dressed like that period as well. So as I got closer to the holiday, I started to look for some costumes for us to be the girls. But those are quite expensive, the blue dresses that they wear when they sing Sisters. So I said, hey, you know what would be really funny if we dressed as the guys? Because we have white shirts and we have black pants, they wear gray pants, but we're going to go with black pants. So I've already ordered my blue fluffy feather fans shipped from who knows where, but they got here in time. We're making ourselves some blue sparkly flower headbands like the guys wear. We're going to buy some sock garters to hold up our socks, and we hopefully will be the hit of the White Christmas showing at the Normal Theater. We're actually going to go see it on Christmas Eve this year.
My name is Danny Schroeder, and I'm from Normal, and my family holiday tradition is a Christmas-themed scavenger hunt. Since my four siblings and I are all at least college-aged or older, my mom has come up with this new tradition where she plans out these crazy scavenger hunt clues for us to go around town and do wacky things like finding unique Christmas lights, taking goofy pictures in public places, and even singing with gas station employees, in a few jovial Christmas carols. At the end of the night, once we're done with all of those crazy escapades, we come back to our house and we compare photo and video evidence of everything that we've done. And one of the teams is announced the Christmas scavenger hunt winner. So it's something that we've started to look forward to every year, and it's become a really fun new Christmas tradition for us and our family.
This is J.T. Payne from Bloomington, Illinois. Our Christmas tradition was started in the 60s by my mother, And we always had to go to Grandma and Grandpa's farm for a big turkey dinner with all the fixings on Christmas Day. So our family decided to celebrate our Christmas at home on Christmas Eve. So we began our festivities with a fondue dinner. Now, fondue is maybe different than the chocolate and the cheese. We cook steak, chicken, shrimp, poppers, and cheese sticks in hot oil in three fondue pots. And then we also make a bunch of several dipping sauces for each item. And then we also have a delicious pear salad with blue cheese and walnuts, my mother's recipe, as well as a choice of russet or sweet potatoes. Then, after dessert and coffee, we open our gifts. The way we open our gifts is kind of different. We have a Santa picking hat that's worn by the person picking the gift. Now, none of the gifts have names on them, so the picker selects the gift they might think is theirs under the tree. If it's not their gift, the giver says, "Whose gift is it?" And the receiver opens their gift. Then they put on the Santa hat and pick a gift under the tree. And this goes on and on until all the gifts are open. And it's quite challenging because the gift givers have to remember whose gift is whose, which is sometimes very interesting.
My name is Jamie Pollitt, and I live here in Bloomington, Illinois, with my husband, Craig, and then our two daughters, Paige, who is 11, and then our youngest, Emma, who is 9, one in fifth grade and one in third grade. Usually the day of when winter break starts, when school is out, that night usually we go out to eat, and then we'll go on a Christmas light scavenger hunt. What we'll do is usually the girls, they have their clipboards and they have a list. We've done it, I think this will be our fourth or fifth year that we've done it, and they have a list of items that we find just by staying in a car, listening to Christmas music, maybe have some hot chocolate, and just drive around our neighborhood and other neighborhoods that are close and just pretty much all over Bloomington and Normal looking for certain props outside that are in front of people's houses. So like a yard with at least 5 reindeer or Disney characters, could be like Star Wars ones. Usually that's pretty popular. A decorated mailbox, maybe one of those inflatable snow globes, candy canes, or toy soldiers. It's a lot of fun, and then usually every time we end up adding other things that we see, like, oh, that's a good one, you know, so we'll just add it on our list, and then we just kind of make a Word document and print it out for everyone to have it on their clipboard, because they have their clipboard with their little book light attached to it in the car. Simple, but it's fun, and they look forward to it now.
My name is Brian Albertson, and I'm from Bloomington, Illinois. Our family holiday tradition is that the gift notes, of which say, you know, to who the present is to and who it's from, we place those upside down on the present, and we actually tape the edges of that gift tag, because what we do is when we, you know, gather around the Christmas tree for Christmas presents, we start to distribute, and the first person will fold, you know, pull that off. That person will open the gift, of course, who it's to. And then that person who opened the last gift will then return to the pile to choose a new gift and, you know, and lift over that tag to find out who that's for. And so that's kind of where that, what that tradition is. The tradition actually started when we were kids. My mom did it because it actually slowed Christmas down. You know, for the first couple of years that we were old enough to know what was going on at Christmas and that was all gifts, is we'd all run downstairs and we would take a look at the gifts, find out which ones are ours, and, you know, take them to, you know, to our own pile. And so it kind of slows the Christmas morning down. We actually had to sit at the top of the stairs until they made sure everything was ready. And my mom would start the coffee and, you you know, get the Christmas treats out and make it look like Santa had come. That was a fun part of it. But it really slows it down so that we have time together and we're not rushing through it. But it also adds some fun and spontaneity to it, because there's been times where, you know, my sister or brother will get 5 gifts in a row and I'm thinking, gosh, is there anything under the tree for me? And so it kind of adds some, you know, fun and laughter to it. And, you know, trying to figure out, gosh, who got that big box in the back, or, you know, if there's some obscure bag looking thing, you know, it kind of adds to the mystery of who's getting that gift.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
I'm Larissa Armstrong, and I am from Bloomington, Illinois. So ever since I was a kid, Christmas cookies have been sort of a major player in my family's Christmas, and that's just me and my mom and dad, who live in Normal. And so even now, as an adult, I still go over to their house at least one day in December and make these cut-out sugar cookies with my mom. And then my dad actually makes a wide variety of other Christmas cookies that, you know, are part of our whole cookie collection. The recipe that we use is my paternal grandmother's sugar cookie recipe, and they only take 6 minutes to bake, so it's sort of miraculous. We always listen to Christmas music while we make the cookies. My mom and I, our favorite Christmas album is by The Roaches, and it's called We Three Kings, and they are sisters from the New York area. So some of their songs they sing in like a funny like Brooklyn accent, and it's really charming. And we were actually introduced to them years ago, like in the 90s, I think, kind of when that album came out even, I'm not exactly sure, when we were visiting my mom's sister and her husband that live in the New York City area, and we actually got to see them in concert over Christmas, and so we've been kind of obsessed ever since.
La, 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 la.
My dad has told stories about them, him making those cookies with his sisters when they were kids. So I think it's just something that he always enjoyed doing. And then I started doing it with them when I was a kid, and now I just really like doing it. Plus, the cookies are delicious, and so if you want to eat yummy stuff, sometimes you got to make it yourself.
La, 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 la.
That's GLT's Ryan Denham talking with Sound Ideas listeners about their family's holiday traditions. If you want to share yours, go to WGLT's Facebook page and leave us a comment on this story. We'd love to hear yours too.